Okay, we're called over to Board of Works for July 9th. Need approval of the minutes from June 25th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Hi there. Second page staff, Vincent's Fire Department. I'd like to report that year-to-date currently we're right at 1,500 runs. To put that in perspective, through the 1990s and the 2000s just gradually rose. In 1999, we made a total response of 2,062. And of those 1,500 runs so far this year, 25 have been involved structure fires. So we have had a lot of fires this year. We got ladder 3 back in service today, which is good, our ladder truck. Our hiring process is going along great. We received a great list of qualified candidates, and let's say by the next Board of Works, I will have you a list of the four top candidates we have.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
City Inspector.
City Inspector Phil Cooper. From 6/11 to date, we've had 98 grass violations, 36 junk and debris, and 38 trash.
Okay, thanks, Phil. Animal shelter. I didn't see you sitting back there.
Mia Vanlin, Vincent's Animal Shelter. For the month of June, we took in 33 cats. 24 of those were strays, 9 of those were surrendered by owner. We adopted out 41 cats and returned one cat to its owner, so that was a total of 42 cats that we returned to their, got into a home last month. Our dog intake for the month of June was 62 dogs, 30 of those were running stray, 16 were owner surrenders, and 16 of those were seized. For our outcomes for dogs, there were 69 dog adoptions and 9 dogs returned to owner. Our current census at the shelter now is that we have 24 dogs available for adoption and 17 cats available for adoption, for a total of 41 animals. And in our 5-day-old area, we have 7 dogs and 17 cats for a total of 24 animals in 5-day-old. On June 23rd, 24th, we did go to Indianapolis for the Indy Mega Adoption event. We took 55 animals to Indianapolis with us and got 52 of those animals adopted.
Wow.
That made us have a total of 110 adoptions for the month of June, which is a record high.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks.
Yeah, and the kitten saved out of the drug.
And next.
And great next, job.
Next, instead of cemetery, we'll do the street department.
I reported last Board of Works that we had a some quotes out, or seeking some quotes on some equipment, tractors, and I got those quotes back. We got 2 out of the 3 back. The third one didn't send them back. We had for a Hudson Implement Company in Poseyville, Indiana, and also for Alliance out here in the south of town, and one was 66,000, and one for Alliance was 66,000, one proposed to go was 67,000. So we'll look at those, most likely do it close to being close to town.
We just need to make a motion to approve price to.
I'll make a motion that we approve the acceptance of the bids and look to the recommendation of the street department director.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thanks, Bryce.
Great, thanks, Bryce.
Under old business, we have a residential parking sign. We're going to remove that. The city inspector has looked at it, and we think everything's solved there, so they don't need a parking, a residential sign.
Great.
First up on new business is Christian Campus Ministry street closure. Wayne Tillman.
Long time no see.
Annual. Wayne Tillman.
representing Christian Campus Fellowship today. And we have a ministry to BU students over on Lindale, just across from Red Skelton Center. And we'd like to ask for closure of the street in front of our property on August 19th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Typically, Bryce brings the signs and make sure that the city and police and fire know it and request your permission to do so.
Got it. So I'll make a motion that we approve the Christian Campus Fellowship request to close Lindale on August 19th from 4 p.m. Until 10 p.m. with collaboration of city and BU police and Vincent Street Department.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Wayne. Wish we could keep you up here longer, but you know, it's a...
Next is disabled parking sign request, Barry O'Brien.
Appreciate you giving me some time. I just request a handicap parking sign for my new barber shop for me on North 5th Street.
Okay.
Have a lot of elderly customers that have a hard time to get around. And also on the Main Street corner, right in front of the old dry cleaner there, there's two paintings there. Somebody painted one time, they painted about 5 feet. I'd like to see if I can get that 5 foot walk back out to gray so we can have an extra parking spot there.
Do you, Bryce, do you know where he's talking about?
No, what is it? Where's he sitting there?
So,
did we have payment for the same?
Yes,
but, yeah, but we also need to set it up so the other thing kind of see if there should be a handicap spot there. That's what she's
doing. The JP,
there is one there. No, maybe there should be.
Okay.
But,
and if there is, then it would be a cost.
No, he'll have to pay for this one if we put it there.
Okay.
Okay. How about if we have a city engineer look at this and see if there shouldn't be a handicap parking spot in this block anyway? If not, and you're still requesting it, then you know the fee and everything is associated. Okay.
Is that all right?
Okay.
All right.
So just make a motion.
So we'll make a motion that this be referred to the city engineer to further evaluate.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next is curb cut request 119 East Real Zach Lee, and you should have a picture in your packet. I will say that JP has worked with you and says that he's good. You're supposed to be getting a contractor to put this in and
yes.
Follow ADA standards.
Dave Clawfeller is going to be put
okay.
In.
Okay.
So where is the actual curb cut then? Is it?
Going to be adjacent to 119, the property.
So in this picture, the 119 is the smaller house, or that's the?
If you're facing 119, it'll be the house or the property on the right.
Right. It's an empty lot now, it looks like.
Right.
It's been put, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, so we'll make a motion to approve the curb cut request by Mr. Lee at 119 East Real.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next is swearing in of four new city police officers, Chief Dusty Lutkin.
Or as we call it now, Skinny. For some reason, I feel like I'm 5 feet further back. You know, it's just because
it is like.
Hey, I'm excited to be here tonight to swear in four new officers. We were hoping to do five this evening, but we've got one on hold, but still looking very promising. So, first of all, I'd like to thank you all for the Board of Works and the City Council, and definitely our Mayor Commission members are here tonight. They did a lot of work in this process. We did some new things that we haven't done before with outreach by video, internet, a lot of different avenues, and it really paid off and made the process very, very competitive. With that said, that makes me really comfortable that we have four great candidates here, and I look forward to bringing these guys on. And first of all, and I'll just have you guys go ahead and come up as I read your name and say up. Preston Swick. Preston was born in Fort Riley, Kansas. He was raised in Fort Hood. He's a 2007 graduate of Vincennes Lincoln High School, 2011 graduate of Vincennes University with an AS in law enforcement. He was employed by the Indiana Department of Corrections for 6 years, 2 years as an officer, 4 years as a supervisor. For 2 years of that, he was responsible for restrictive movement, mental health unit, and 2 years responsible for operations. He was married in 2013 to Chelsea Swift, who's with us as well. She's currently a nursing supervisor at Good Samaritan Hospital. He has a son, Kelvin, born in 2016, and a second child that will be due here in December. So, that is Preston Swift. I hear from good people that he comes from a good bloodline, too, down the way. Second officer, Jonas Slicer. Jonas, 22, born and raised in Central Illinois near Effingham. He developed strong interest in law enforcement and sciences through high school at Stewartson-Strasburg High School. He achieved an associate's degree in criminal justice from Lakeland Community College. He worked for Lawrence County Sheriff's Department, Illinois, as a correctional officer for a year. He was married in 2017 to his wife, Allison. They currently do not have children. He's excited for the opportunity to come here to Vincennes, and again, we're excited to have Jonah. He's really a sharp guy.
He's 22.
Next, Maverick Wells. Maverick's been a law enforcement officer around the area for a little while over Vincennes University. He's one of our lateral transfers. He was born in Northwest Indiana, raised in the Dyer area. He attended Lake Central High School and was enticed by a school resource officer to look into law enforcement. He enrolled at Vincennes University, studied law enforcement for 2 years, and worked at BUPD as a campus safety officer. After the 2 years, he was hired as a sworn officer. He was with BPU for the last 2 years. He has already been to the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy in class 212. His mother and father are here, and he has a brother and sister, and has been in a long-term relationship, but is not married right now. And lastly, we have Heather Alston. And Heather has a recent new last name. She was Heather Ruby here until not too long ago. She grew up in Crawfordsville, Indiana. She went to school at Vincennes University, has an AS in conservation law and a bachelor's in homeland security. She played on the girls' golf team at Vincennes University for 2 years. And she, like I said, recently married her husband, Eric Alston. Some of her things that she's involved in, we're looking forward to seeing and torturing some of her other guys with, are her shooting abilities. She likes competitive shooting and outdoor activities. And so, we are looking forward to that, and we are excited. I can tell you that it is very nice losing a veteran female officer in BJ Elderman to replace her with another female officer, and watch out, folks, because she's going to be a good one, I can tell you. So, with that being said, we are ready to swear these officers in. And this will be units 225, 226, 227, and 228. I know we have 107 in here, and we have 152 in here, and we have 120 in here, so we're getting down the road a little bit.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I say your name.
I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Indiana.
And that I will faithfully,
and impartially,
discharge all my official duties,
as a member of the Vincennes City Police Department,
according to the law,
and best my ability.
Starts the meeting.
So I got a meeting at 5:30.
enjoy having your attendance.
Is that on this line?
I think I should text him, or he might be in a minute. That'll be next, because that's his thing, so.
I would also mention, this is the first time we've hired this many officers at the same time for a really long time, so our training is going to be great for the next year or so. We're going to keep our trainers busy too at work.
Again, congratulations to our new officers. We'll move on to miscellaneous, and we have the Surety of Ensign statue.
Judith, you want to come up and present that to the mayor, or what do you want?
Okay, before I come down there.
Let's get to trip off. We're down. Yeah, it's a beautiful.
It is a good-looking statue. Great. You've worked with the city attorney, Sharon.
Yes, and I'm Joy Biggs with the Friends of Vincent's Heritage. And we also prepared a little letter for you and some documentation that we realize you need time to look at this. So may I give you?
Sure, yep, sure, come on, we're all coming out to you here.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Does anybody else have anything? Thank you very much.
The board would also like to recognize Richard Day, who is here with us. I know later Richard is going to be presented with the Spirit of Incense, Spirit 76 Award. And in my well-thought-out application, I failed to recognize that Richard was going to be on the Danube when the 4th of July. So actually, I was thinking of him highly when it was 98 degrees and I was standing on the podium and watching, waiting for him to come by, but we saved you from that. But congratulations, Richard. There's obviously nobody that deserves that recognition more than you with the spirit of what that award is. So I applaud you.
Thank you. Okay, with no other business, we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
So do you want me to look this over? Do you want me to look it over?